joining us in the studio now to give us the latest on the agricultural forecasts and growing areas weather is our very own AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And it is a pleasure. It's a challenge to get the latest and most comprehensive information out there. But and again, not always bringing good news, but at least we are bringing you news that prepares you for what's coming up. And we haven't had too much good news to talk about lately, but it does look like the continued precession of storms that has brought excessive moisture to a good portion of the corn and soybean areas is starting to taper off somewhat. There are indications that warm-up will start to stretch from the southwestern U.S. into the central plains, and eventually, sometime by the middle of next week, we will start to get into a warmer air mass. And the weather pattern, which has been generally quite cool across the northern tier states and into, well, as close by as the I-80 corridor, which seems to have been hit hard repeatedly this late spring, early summer with storms and heavy rain, well, that's going to start to not totally dry out, but the indications are that the rain frequency will start to diminish somewhat, and the intensity of the rain should start to slow down. And that's probably welcome news, although, again, it's maybe a little late in some areas as far as corn. Soybeans still need to go in. And, again, there will be some opportunities, not in the short term. I mean, we've had rain totals. If you listened a little earlier, heard up to a 6-inch rain total, 6-plus inches in the Valparaiso, Indiana area. Quite a few locations in between an inch and a half and up to 3 inches of rain in just the last 24 hours. And over the next 24 hours, again, we do expect to see precipitation that will be excessive, especially in portions of the eastern Corn Belt and in through, all the way from the eastern Ohio River Valley all the way through the mid-Atlantic states. And there's a slight chance that northeastern Texas and southern Oklahoma starting to stretch into southwestern Arkansas and northwestern Louisiana. Those are other areas that in the short term are under the gun for a little bit of excessive rainfall that could cause some localized flooding. Again, the forecast is a little wetter for early next week, and then we start to see some changes over the next 2 weeks. The Midwest starting to look a little bit warmer. The rounds of showers and thunderstorms over the next 10 days still maintaining a favorable environment for those crops in the ground. Late planting will be continued to see interruptions across the area. And again, a period of drier weather started is expected to evolve across the area. In about the next 10 days, soil moisture obviously adequate to support summer crop development as long as periods of drier weather are not prolonged across the region, and it doesn't look like we will see any persistent dryness. Again, we'll get away from the conveyor belt storms, but as we get into the warmer weather, we'll start to see those pop-up thunderstorms that could bring some scattered showers across the region. And again, across Illinois, Indiana, over the next week to 10 days, temperatures will still be near and in some areas a little bit below average. Beyond that, it does look like we will start to warm up and start to turn off the frequent precipitation as the expectations are for above normal temperatures, especially across the southern third, southern half of Illinois and Indiana, and precipitation. While in the Ohio River Valley in southwestern Illinois, it may still be slightly above average over the next 2 weeks, it does start to taper off from the excessive rainfall. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.